Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week. Good to see all of you. We continue this morning the crash course on the Bible to learn about the section of the Old Testament called the wisdom literature. In the Presbyterian tradition, that would be the Psalms, the Proverbs, Job, and the Song of Songs. Now, these tend to be more reflective books, more contemplative about how we should live, asking questions like, well, what gives meaning to life and what doesn't? And there's a lot of mystery in these books. Much of the Psalms and the Proverbs put forward the idea that right living, living according to God's plan, living according to the ancient covenants that were made with Moses, that kind of living results in blessing and meaning in life. This is a primary emphasis, especially in Proverbs. At the same time, Job and Ecclesiastes counter with mystery. They might say, it is that way, except when it's not and it doesn't work out. They say that there isn't always meaning apparent in life. That's Ecclesiastes. And we experience suffering that we cannot explain that is not just. That's Job. So in a way, it's best to experience the wisdom literature as a whole and to read them and to wrestle with the questions they raise. That would be a great small group here at St. Andrew's to go through some of the wisdom literature books and to compare and to contrast. Of course, we won't have time to do all that this morning. Today, we'll focus instead on Psalm 1. And Psalm 1 is a beautiful psalm that points us in the direction of true north. Doing good results in reward. Doing evil results in a lack of meaning in life. Psalmist writes, "Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on God's law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield fruit in the season. Their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so. They are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. The way of the wicked will perish." Well, the psalmist teaches us that living according to God's plan can build strength and character and abundance in our lives. We don't want to be like the chaff, the empty stuff, the useless part of the wheat that blows away. And the psalmist is saying that God's covenant with Israel and the laws that God gave through Moses are like principles that ground us, and they keep our lives resilient and healthy. That's sort of the thesis, if you will, of Psalm chapter 1. Listen to this story. On October 19th, 2010, a test was conducted at the Institute for Business and Home Safety in Richburg, South Carolina. Researchers constructed two 1,300-square-foot houses inside a $40 million laboratory and then observed how a simulated hurricane would impact the homes. The first home was built according to conventional standards. The second home included reinforcement straps that connected every level of the building from the foundation all the way to the roof. Then the researchers turned on the giant fans, creating gusts of wind up to 110 miles an hour, which is equal to a Category 3 hurricane. In the first two experiments, which lasted under 10 minutes, both homes survived the intense winds. But when they tried a third experiment, turning on the fans for more than 10 minutes, the conventional home began to shake, and then it collapsed. In contrast, the home with the floors and the roof reinforced all the way from the foundation to the roof sustained only cosmetic damage. Tim Reingold, who was an engineer working on the experiment, summarized the results with a pointed question. "The bottom line is you have to ask yourself, which house would you rather be living in?" What the psalmist is teaching us is that the one who follows God's ways is the one whose life is reinforced from top to bottom. And the person that is not living by God's ways and in the tradition of the covenants of Israel and has discarded them or is ignoring them, that is the person whose life will not hold up very well when the winds come. We might ask ourselves, which life would we rather be living in? That's one of the important messages of Psalm chapter 1. There's another piece that I think is really important too. It is about what choices we make in life, how we choose to live, and what will follow after that. There's something beautiful, though, that is promised here. It's an implied promise in Psalm chapter 1, that if we draw near to God and we follow God's precepts, that our lives will be filled with abundance. We will be like the tree who is planted by the water, not the tree who is planted away from the water and may not get the water that it needs, but the tree who is nourished by the water, and the roots are nourished by the water and the minerals in the water and all that the water has to offer, so that that tree can bear fruit. And that, in the ancient Near East, was a sign, a symbol, if you will, of abundance, a tree bearing fruit, a symbol of abundance. And when we are living in this abundance, we are actually manifesting through our lives those gifts which we have been given. An apple tree doesn't bear peaches, a peach tree doesn't bear oranges, but when they're taken care of properly, they bear what they were created to bear. They manifest their own design. And that is the case when we live according to God's precepts, that each and every one of us will manifest that which has been, that seed of life that has been placed inside of us. Here's another story. Pastor Rick Warren once told a story about Dan Cathy, the president and CEO of Chick-fil-A. Dan Cathy was in Southern California checking on some new Chick-fil-A restaurants that their company was building near the Saddleback Church, where Rick Warren was the founding pastor. And these two met up and they stopped at this construction site of a new Chick-fil-A that was being built. Warren recounts, "We were looking at the building. While we were there, we were hungry, so we went next door to, I think it was Taco Bell. It was some other fast food chain that was their competitor, Chick-fil-A's competitor. We'd been outside, our hands were all sweaty and dirty, and we went in the restroom and washed our hands. Then I watched Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, take out extra sheets of paper towels. This is the CEO of a chain of the competing chain of restaurants. I watched Dan pull out the towels, and I watched him hand clean the sinks of the Taco Bell we were just in. I looked at him. I said, thank you for doing that, Dan. He said, Rick, we teach our staff to always leave any place they are at better than it was when they found it, whether it's our place or not. Nobody at Taco Bell and nobody at Taco Bell corporate knew that the CEO of their competition just cleaned their bathroom for free out of love and servanthood. What an amazing example of someone whose life is about service, bearing fruit, and manifesting wherever he is and wherever he was. That's Psalm 1. It says to us that wherever you are, if you are planted in God's love, if you are steeped in God's commandments and God's way and God's path for your life, and if you're observing, if you're staying in the bumpers, observing what is important for that life, in fact, you'll be like that tree bearing fruit. You will manifest what has been placed inside you, spiritually speaking, morally speaking, in terms of your passion, in terms of your joy, in terms of your direction in life. What an amazing example. Psalm 1 is not the only wisdom teaching in this grouping of books. Again, they are the Psalms, the Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs. There are other important books as well that didn't make it into the canon. And all of these wisdom books speak with different voices and sing in different keys. But as we're reflecting on Psalm 1 today, I'm reminded of this. God created us to ultimately reflect goodness and joy, to know a path and to live it, and for our lives to be filled with gifts as a result. What's wise for you to know and to do today? What keeps you on the path of building character? What helps you manifest the good gifts that God has placed in you out into the world? How is God germinating, cultivating wisdom in your life? Let's ask for insight. Let's pray. Almighty God, what a beautiful teaching of wisdom we have from the psalmist this morning. It's so simple. Follow what God has offered us. Learn the lessons of the Old Testament patriarchs, what they did well and what they didn't do so well, and learn from the fact that when they weren't doing so well, they strayed from their covenants and their promises. They strayed from being devoted and loving. We pray, dear God, that that devotion and love is flowing in our hearts and through our lives this morning, so that we do good works in the world that reflect who you have made each and every one of us to be, women and men of God. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.